this ordinary council meeting, the 22nd of July 2026, to open at 7 p.m. Before we begin, I remind elected members, employees, the public, this meeting is being recorded in accordance with Regulation 14L of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. The recordings will be made publicly available and serve as a public record of proceedings. While Section 9.57A of the Local Government Act 1995 provides the local government with limited protection of defamation and liability for content published on its official website, as part of a broadcast recording of council proceedings, this does not extend to elected members or employees, and I encourage all participants to ensure their contributions are respectful, professional and consistent with the standards expected of council meetings. Please remember that all comments will form part of the public record. Record of attendance, apologies, approval of absence. We have an approval of absence from Deputy Shire President, Councillor Broad. Everyone else is accountable for. Declarations of interest by elected members and council employees in matters including the meeting. I do have three. I have Councillor McNab for 10.5.1, the annual budget, as the owner of two houses that are leased to the Shire. Another one from Councillor McNab, which is 10.4.2, the housing project. She has an employee who lives next door to Havelock Street. And I have one in for 10.5.1, the annual budget, as I've contracted the Shire contained within the budget, my business. Are there any other declarations of interest?
No.
Thank you. Response to previous public questions taken on notice. As it's written in here, the question was due to the El Nino event approaching Australia. Can the Shire consider waiving the fees and charges for beekeepers? And the response is to review as part of the fees and charges in the budget process. Would you consider changing the Shire's policy on removing street trees to install fencing to include a cave that the trees are to be offered for reuse by the community? After investigation, there is no legal authority involved with offering trees for reuse by the community. Point five, public question time. Are there any questions of the public tonight?
Nothing more, thank you, Mr. President.
Applications for leave of absence for the next meeting, which is scheduled for the 26th of August 2026. Point seven, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Can someone please move the officer recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of June 2026 be confirmed as true and correct record of proceedings? Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Seconder, thank you, Councillor Pomacala. Are there any questions or comments on those minutes? No? In that case, I'll put it to vote. All those in favour? That's 6-0 carried. Thank you. Announcements by the person presiding without discussion. I would like to put on the record a welcome to our new CEO for the next 5 years, Mr. Andrew Campbell. And thank you for taking the job, and I'm assuming you're settling in well.
Thank you.
I'd also like to put on record a condolences to Councillor Weese on the passing of his father, of Mr. Bob Weese, who served as the Shire of Narrogin councillor from 1969 to 1987, including 8 years as deputy president. And during his time on council, he also represented country local governments through regional organisations and contributed to several community committees until 1987, when he was elected to state parliament, and then represented Narrogin, and then further on Wagen until retirement. In that process, was the Minister for Police and Emergency Services. So, condolences for that, and I think from a council perspective and the community, he was very well. What's the word?
Respected.
Respected is the word, thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
9, petitions, deputations, presentations or submissions, we have nil. Matters which require decisions, 10.1. 10.2.1, major entry statements. Would anyone like to move the officer's recommendation?
I'd like to move the officer's recommendation as presented.
Thank you, Councillor Fisher.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Pomacala. Questions, comments?
Pretty straightforward with the community has offered its opinions and need to be considered by the Townscape Committee and the recommendations that they come up with. So it's good to see such a large number of people give comments, and I hope that when we look at the strategic plan next year, there are even more comments and involvements from the people in our community.
I go with that too, but I'd also like to just offer thanks to the committee for the, I know there was a lot of work went into the proposal, so just thank them for the work that was put in, but also for accepting the community's opinions and, rolling with the punches, as it were.
All right.
It was pleasing to see so many comments. Yeah. And so much passion behind it, and bringing it back to Townscape might send us off in a different direction now, taking into consideration the whole community, not just part of our community.
Fantastic.
Yep. Well, nothing else? In that case, I'll put it in front. All those in favour? 6-0 carried. Thank you. Ten point 3.1, monthly financial report to 2026. Do I have a mover of the officer's recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Wees. Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Are there any questions of the financial statements? On page 15 of the document, yeah, I've just lost Ryan. You got it then?
Yeah,
in the report.
15.
Over there. The crime prevention grant, is there one there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It said 75,000. As a capital grant subsidies. Is that correct?
Sorry, Chair, I'm just working this through. Oh, am I?
Page 47.
Sorry, yeah. It's changed on my formatting. Sorry, page 47, yes.
That is page 15.
Yeah.
Of
that. Of
page
that.
47 of the
agenda. Page 47 of the agenda. Yeah. Yep. It's just got, just crime prevention grant,
it
75,000. I didn't think we actually, unless it was something else that. We need to grab something else that's. If I've read something wrong.
No, that looks like it's grant funded.
Mm.
Received.
I just can't think what we received grant funding for from a. Crime prevention, unless it was a.
Nothing to do with cameras?
Well, no.
Proceeds of crime, maybe?
Yeah, but unless it was to do something to do with graffiti zone, but I don't know. I'm just curious as well.
Through the chair, I may have to take that one on notice. I know that it came in from the amended budget. So
yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably have to look at that one. Thank you.
Coming from amended budget?
Through the amended budget.
Part of that will be the cameras down the lake centre.
I suspect so.
Yes. That's
yeah.
Part of it, but it won't be that much.
Yeah.
But it is other work in the hour thought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any other questions? Of the financial report? Okay, so I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour?
6-0 carry, thank you.
10.3.2, schedule of accounts paid June 2026. Another mover, thank you, Councillor Fisher. Seconder, thank you, Councillor McNabb. Are there any questions?
I really have a question. There's several entries. The CHCP expenditure, my assumption is they are all invoices to the end of the financial year. And the question is, at what time do we relinquish control of the funds? Are we going to be keeping it for a couple of months in case there's late invoices that are coming in? And if not, how will we get reimbursed for those such funds?
Through the chair, thank you for the question, Councillor. Yes, we retain control of the funds. We need to do a quarterly financial report, which will actually be up to the 30th of June, but that's not submitted until September. And at that stage, we would then be finalising the grant funding expended, and that's then compared to grant funding received. And I would anticipate that we will be repaying some unspent grant funding, which is normal given our delivery levels. And that's been taken into account in the annual budget as well, with the movement out of the reserves to fund an anticipated refund of unspent grant.
So going forward, would be fair to show that we've paid the bills apart from a few stragglers?
Yes, through the chair, that's correct. Yes. There will be a couple that might show up in July, but they'll relate to pre-30th transactions.
Yeah. Councillor Bartram, do you have a question?
A few. On 57 Landgate, a copy of the certificate of title of one of our properties, or somebody's asked for something, or we asked for, is it one of the properties we've recently purchased?
Through, President, highly likely it's multiple properties,
right.
And to get the exact detail, we'd have to drill down exactly what you're asking. Perhaps those type of questions would be better served if you could send them through prior to, and then we'll be able to deal with them.
They're normally about $26
a
stick of title, because I buy a fair few of them, so that's...
Oh, okay.
It may well even be something to do with the rating system. That's a possibility too.
From 89, the SES, we're giving them $5,000 reimbursement, petty cash. Where do we get
that? That comes out of the ESL funds.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that correct?
Through to that, correct.
That's fairly sure it was.
Could I just ask one back to item 61, the Roadbot VT traffic counter. It's a renewal. I direct this one to you. Is that a renewal of a subscription or a contract, or is it a renewal of a actual physical machine?
Just through the chair, that's the renewal of two traffic counters for our regional road group projects that we do.
So do we hire them or lease them or
own them?
So they're being replaced.
And what's the lifespan?
Through the chair, 15 years plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have six and two are no longer supported, well, the software's not supported for.
Yep.
So we purchased two new ones to maintain our bank of six, basically. So.
Yep.
Question. I've got a question. Before I go to the council question, number 98. GPS tracking system. Yeah, so right. What are we tracking? Just out of curiosity.
Through the chair, that means it says a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. How will you do this? Pay for that.
Through the chair, we do claim reimbursement through the chair.
Yeah, right.
And through the chair, I think that's actually the installation of it, as
yeah.
well as the actual tracking cost, which was less, far less than that.
Yeah, so I didn't think that'd be normal. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
so it's actually putting
and through the president, that cost would actually be split depending on your funding,
yeah,
your funding matrix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool, thank you.
240, Dewfields Consulting Tip, maintenance contractor performance documentation. It's a very round figure, $10,000. Where is it? Is that an annual fee or?
Through the chair, that's one-off works to support myself with regards to managing the contract and DWER compliance at the tip, just with the absence of a manager of health.
Okay. 338. I think it's the rec center, some filters.
Mr. Chair, I can answer that point. So there is an annual servicing on the two main filters that we have for pool. Normally would have happened a little bit later, September or so, but with all the works that were done with the pool liner replacement, it was more convenient and cost effective to actually do it prior to refilling the pool. So we've proceeded with that at this time.
Is that an annual event and figure?
Normally at an annual event, yes.
Yep. 593.
Processing the rates services in the absence of a rates officer.
Thank you very much. The last one I got was 726. The 26,000 for the NLC electricity. I'm just wondering where that fits. I didn't look at any previous grants. I think it's 26K for the electricity. We're travelling reasonably well there. I mean, I know there's been a massive reduction in gas usage, but
yeah, through the president, that those graphs were provided as part of NGS.
Yes, yes.
And they were well on the budget.
That's all the questions I have, thank you.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
All right. In that case, I'll put to vote. Those in favour? 6-0, thank you. 10.3.3, Shire of Narrogin differential rating 26-27. Anyone like to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor McNabb, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Wees, thank you. Any questions on this topic? Oh, straight forward.
Can we confirm this is the last year?
No, I think we've got three more left. No, this is the last year, yes. It's been 11 years since we merged.
Why are you looking so old?
Yeah. Oh. No other questions? No, Councillor Brooke, the vote. Those in favour? 16. Carried. Thank you. Amendments to the 26-27 schedule of fees and charges, the sensory pack fees and application fee for keeping fees.
I'd like to propose the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Bartram.
Seconder.
Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Any questions in relation to this?
Through the chair, I'd just like to make a comment. This came from the ICANN committee and it reflects what we suggested. I just wondered what the administration's opinion of other comments that we passed about concession rates. Is that certainly something that we consider anyway, or does it need to be included in the fees and charges?
Through the chair, thanks for the question, Councillor. That's a difficult one for the administration to actually apply without strict or quite well-determined guidelines. And the question that we ended up facing was, is the discount actually proving to be essentially something that might eliminate somebody from hiring sensory packs? In other words, unless you had really good guidelines that took away any objectivity, you're making the role of, you know, determining who receives it extremely difficult. So we weren't able to arrive at a conclusion in terms of that, and we didn't want to make a policy that might become less inclusive than keeping it open basically as they are.
Yeah, one of the comments, I mean, we struggle with it too on the committee. It's like, because it's a new thing and we wanted to, in a sense, perhaps ensure it got used and not just sit in the cupboard. And that was one of the ways that we thought, you know, somebody did want it, but then was shied away because of the, I mean, the other costs are involved, you know, like a high fee, cleaning fee, and, you know, or a bond too. So, but the actual real money that you part with, because it's something we haven't done before, so we're not quite sure what the community's uptake of it would be.
Are you going?
Yeah, through the president. Probably in the first instance, I'll just say let it go and see what happens. Another option to fees and charges, where it, your fees and charges would have to be very prescriptive. The other option is to provide a small delegation to the CEO to exercise discretion in relation to the sensory packs, and actually give the ability of the CEO to apply a delegation to either waive or discount certain fees. Got to be careful in that space, because anything by absolute majority, you're not allowed to actually delegate. So it is a possibility that we can go that path, but I'd suggest just let it see how it goes. If they're sitting on the shelf and not being used, then perhaps look at something else.
Thank you, CEO. Further direction, please. What you just suggested, what would be the process for that? If it, you know, about the giving the council would give you delegation and become part of it?
Yep, through the president again, that would be a separate report to council. So we probably monitor for maybe for 3 months and see how it goes. If it's not working, then we bring something back to council and we'll be able to make that happen.
Yeah. All right. Yes, Councillor Woods.
Quick question. I'll take advantage of the beekeeping being on the agenda. To whom does the beekeeping fee apply? My only awareness of beekeepers in the Shire are itinerant ones who might be based outside the Shire but then follow the flower and may bring a truckload or two of beehives into the shire. Hypothetically, do we apply a fee to those itinerant type beekeepers?
Through the chair, if they apply to us
for an application to keep bees, then we would charge a fee. It's application based as per the local law.
Is it restricted? Sorry, through the chair, is it restricted to the town site, or is it everywhere?
Through the chair, I have to take that on notice.
Because that's probably the difference.
Yeah.
Normally, beekeeping and application to keep bees is generally within the town site because they create a nuisance.
Okay.
That's generally how it's applied, but I haven't read the local law, so I can't be certain.
Thank you.
Right. Any other questions? It is an absolute majority. So all those in favour? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Point 10.4.1, petition for the upgrade of the Narrogin Park Skate Park. There's office recommendation there. If you would like to move that, thank you, Councillor Barcher, and thank you, Councillor Pomacala. Comments, questions?
Yeah, through the chair, I think it's good to revisit plans that we've endorsed as our policy, and obviously there's been those, as noted in the narration, changes in statutory requirements and also other bodies that we have no control over giving us information to. So I think revisiting the whole plan is an ideal way to encompass the community's request, because I looked at the pictures and I think I might ride on in a challenge.
Just wait until the ambulances are just across the road.
Yeah. I agree. I think the report actually showing we went through this process with contracts, and I thought from memory when we put it to the community there wasn't a lot of requests for it at the time, but the report's there, which actually shows very clearly a bit about how to do it, and I think we need to look at reviewing this the park precinct as a whole. But I think the starting premise is the process we've already started with, who's taking control of that, with the banker and the actual book to start with, and then work out from there. Yep. Any other questions or comments? No? In that case, I'll put it to vote. All those opposed? 6-0 carried, thank you. Point 4.2, Shire of Narrogin Housing Project Business Case, Major Land Transaction and Trading Undertaking Considering for Public Consultation. We do have a declaration of interest. Is that?
Impartiality,
sorry. Yep. Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Pomacala. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Louise. Questions or comments? Do you want to make any comment on it or not?
Through the President, it's one way to get your head around a project. Do a business case.
Through the Chair, just a note of thanks to the CEO for a comprehensive business case as well. We have options there to consider and think about and represent.
Just as a general comment, I wasn't aware that I knew that Williams got some money, but I wasn't aware that other local governments have got them. Now, how do you actually know how they are travelling, and is it all individual and just
Yeah, through the president, I'm aware of three local governments out of that group. Yeah. So there's a group of 10. The three that I'm aware of, one's got no chance of delivering. The other two are going to miss their deadlines by a significant way. So it's likely that Narrogin will be one of the first and closest to the deadline. The deadline's now 31st of May to deliver the lots. There is a couple of risks for us, and that's mainly to do with town planning and densities. They're probably the biggest risk. And then over to John's side, the utility provisions of utilities to those sites. We do have some advocacy work to do in both of those spaces, but I'm reasonably confident we'll get pretty close to the deadline. I'm not sure the others will. And to be perfectly frank, they've made statements regarding the commitment to houses. I strongly suspect that they won't be able to deliver on those commitments, all of those commitments anyway.
We, as a council, or particularly the officers, seem to have been a leaders in creating local policies and the like, and we export our services to surrounding councils. Is there anything that we could do to help any of those councils achieve any of their goals, or is it there's not that sort of collaboration?
Through the president, one of the first things that I did was actually request a meeting of the 10 CEOs. They have not had one in the past, which I find quite astounding. So I've requested that meeting, and hopefully we'll get more insight into how everybody's travelling, and through that process we'll be able to provide some collaboration and assistance if needed.
Thank you very much.
One of the other one of the issues we deal with is that the last 15%, is it?
Yes.
The last 15% of this grant won't get reimbursed to us.
30%. Yep.
Oh, sorry, 30% of the grant won't get reimbursed to us until the last Shire has actually achieved it.
No. Until the last Shire has commenced their work.
Right.
That's still in doubt.
Yeah, right. That's the other risk we've got. That's what we're
doing. It should be okay, but you'd hope that that were commenced.
As I said, hopefully they have this meeting of the CEOs, and once again, a bit of that collaboration of how to do things quicker, simpler, might be a good thing. Any other questions?
Just a comment. I'd just like to commend the new CEO on putting this business case together, building on the work of the past CEO and the administration. Welcome the feedback from the residents of the Shire of Narrogin. I think it's good that we're providing them with some transparency of what we're planning to do. And I think it's a fantastic project to open up some new blocks and get them serviced, which has proven to be unviable for the private sector for a decade, and that's really stalled growth in Narrogin in terms of housing stocks. So welcome the feedback, and I look forward to plenty of positive feedback.
No, it's just in accordance with the Local Government Act. That's statewide public notice, and it's all the same process.
Yep. Right. Any other questions? No? In that case, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 6-0 carried. Thank you. 10.5, Late Officers Report, the proposed 26-27 annual budget, of which we have two declarations of interest. So myself and Councillor Nab will leave the room, and I'll hand the chair over to Councillor Promacala to run through the annual budget.
Adoption of the 2026-27 annual budget. Do I have a mover for
for that. Thank you, Councillor Fisher. And a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Boyce. Are there any questions of this?
I just think the total amount, if you include the potential for the club rooms at the Hawks and the curling upgrade that we had, you get into some scary figures of over 10 million, you know, it's just done. But that's all right if we succeed either of those projects, then the benefit to the town will be enormous.
Through the presiding member, just to make comment on that, those loan funded projects were funded in the last budget, they just haven't been drawn at this point, but you're correct in that once we draw those loans, then we'll end up with a significant repayment, and that's something that's been factored into your corporate business plan and your long-term financial plan, so it should be spot on.
Other questions or comments? Okay, a reminder, this is an absolute majority, so all those in favour? Carried, 4-0. Thank you.
Bottom back in.
Thanks, John.
That's a good book. Six.
Mm. I'd say that it's like before it gets back.
Yeah, that's right. I have to tell them that this.
Yes.
I did. I looked
at it. Just for information. For your information, that was passed for.
Thank you.
All right. It's not the same.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Papakala, for taking this.
Point of order, Mr. President. I noticed in the item it mentions how much the administration is going to pay me. So is that, how was that described in the conflict of interest? It's a
through the president. That's actually one that's specifically excluded and not considered to be a conflict of interest. Otherwise, you would have a council that can't vote on how much they're to be remunerated. So that one's okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your direction.
Thank you.
Point 11, elected members' motions of which previous notice have been given, I have nil. New business of an urgent nature approved by the person presiding or by the decision of the meeting, I have nil. I'll close the meeting at 7:38 p.m.